It's The Brush back on WSMIRadio.com with Jenkins and Kay Hirsch. My name is David Jenkins, Kyle Hirschelman alongside. We are so glad that you have joined us in episode 2. We made it, Kyle. They didn't kick us off.
It's amazing.
Isn't it? We've got a great, great show lined up for you today. For those of you who missed last week's episode, it is available online at WSMIRadio.com as this is WSMI Radio's first and only, as of right now, internet-exclusive podcast.
Breaking new ground.
Yeah, that's right. So
just
you can
kicking ground all over the place.
All over the place. You can catch these on WSMIRadio.com. You can like our page on Facebook. We are on Facebook now. You can follow us on Twitter. We don't have many likes on Facebook yet or followers on Twitter, but we're there.
It's the process.
Yeah, trust the process.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to focus on one topic we didn't get to last week, which is the high school football schedules that were released. We're also going to have another fun fantasy draft for you, and we'll tell you a little bit about that later.
Can't wait. I'm very excited.
I am too. This might be one of my favorite topics. I'm so glad. I tried to do this a few years ago on Sports Saturday. It didn't work out as well. You were the only one who participated.
You know, I try to support local media whenever I can.
Right.
But no, like I said, should be fun.
Yeah, didn't work out. But let's go over the football first. A little bit more serious, I guess you could say. There's nothing lighthearted about high school football schedules being released, unless you want it to be.
I would say you never know. I guess you could do it in like a clown wig or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the South Central, really, we'll focus more on them because they have finally changed their schedule. For years, it was, you know, because it's closed conference, you played the same opponents every year. They still play the same opponents each year, but they finally switch it around, so you're not opening against the same teams as you were in the past.
Yeah, it's a little bit different look. It'll be an interesting season. Just looking at things, start off with last week of the season, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be, yeah.
A lot of rivalry games, a lot of good games. Greenville, Carlinville in week 9.
Catching that a few years too late, in my opinion, but I guess better late than
still,
never.
Still, it'll be a good game. Yeah. Gillespie, Southwestern, usually pretty competitive. Mm-hmm. Litchfield, Hillsboro, always a fun game.
And I like that that's week 9.
Yeah, and Payne of Vandalia.
Yeah.
So those, I mean, like you said, the Carlinville, Greenville one will be fun. Payne of Vandalia will be a lot of fun. Those are teams that are perennially pretty close to the top of the board. So.
Yeah, and of course Carlinville opening the season at Hillsboro this year, so that'll be a game we have on the air. I know that I'm pretty confident we have that on the radio because we usually have Litchfield and Hillsboro on in week 1. So Carlinville at Hillsboro, I'm pretty sure we'll have that. I can't say with 100% certainty yet.
Well, another good competitive game too. You know, the last few years. You know, like I said, Carlinville's been awful good, but, you know, that's usually a pretty well-played game, pretty competitive game, so
yeah.
Should be entertaining.
Should be. We'll just focus on each team's week 1 opponents. If you need to look at these schedules, they're all available online at ihsa.org. I can post a link to them as well if you need them on the Facebook page and on the Twitter feed. In case you don't know how to navigate the internet, and if you don't know how to navigate the internet,
you probably don't have Facebook or Twitter. Yeah. You know, let's be honest.
How are you even listening to this? Yeah.
Magic.
If you don't know the internet, then
it's like how do
God bless you for
work?
Listening. Yeah. I'm not going to explain it to you now. It's just too late.
It's a long day.
Yeah. Gillespie will be opening the season at home. They'll be taking on Vandalia. Greenville will be opening the season at home as well. They will be taking on Pena. So Greenville, after years of opening the season against Litchfield.
A little bit to change the pace on there. Yeah. You know, Pena's had a good team the last few years, so that should be fun.
Yes, they have. Litchfield will be at Staunton,
which is
one.
Very exciting because that means my wife and I get to go to Papa Joe Donnie's and out in Benelde.
I was going to say for lunch
yeah. Or for dinner. So date night. Very excited about that. Although Mario's in Greenville also good.
Yeah.
You know, That's, let's be honest, that's what I really, that's what I really
worry
about.
Are you a regular at these places in the regular season?
I am a regular whenever these places, you know, whenever we go, we have date night.
Are you Norm from Cheers?
Yeah. Kyle! They do not know me by name, but they probably know me by appetite. Okay. So, but.
That same can be said for a lot of us, yeah.
Exactly.
Who else? Okay, we got Southwestern's at Roxana in week one, so that. Those two teams are kind of hard to read for me. Southwestern each year, you know, they were 4-5, excuse me, last year. So who knows?
Could
be in for a good season.
Yep, and like I said, Roxana's had up and down seasons too.
They're returning a very good running back in Jordan Hawkins. I know that. I think he'll be a senior this year.
Yeah,
big bruising running back. But that's the South Central in Week One. Again, all of these schedules are available online. WSMI. They're not on WSMIRadio.com. They're on IHSA.org, and we'll post a link to them later on. In the Prairie State Conference, a new team in the Prairie State, DuPo, has joined the conference. So that's pretty interesting. Another one of the Metro East teams joining the Prairie State. So
yeah, DuPo used to be a common opponent for some of the South Central Conference teams whenever they didn't have the closed schedule.
Yeah.
I know Litchfield played them a few years. Like you said, a Metro East team.
Like right next to a quarry is where their field is, I think. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. So that's always nice. So if you need some rocks or whatever, go ahead and get that. But
catch a Grizzlies game, just go across
exactly.
the street.
Yeah. Yeah, not too far away from there. So.
Across the interstate, I should say.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're kind of streets. So.
Who did they lost somebody. Obviously,
Mount Olive.
Another thing, Mount Olive and Bunker Hill, they are cooperating now. They're South Mac.
Is that what they're calling
themselves? Well, yeah, they are Bunker Hill Online, but they are the South Mac Chargers.
Oh, I was really hoping for the South Mac and Cheeses. I've been lobbying for the Mac and Cheeses
from
North Mac.
I'm sorry, that would have been
fantastic.
For
a long time. Yeah.
Opportunity missed.
I know. You know, think of the marketing dollars that could go in there.
Right.
You know, probably every business in Bunker Hill and Mount Olive would have wanted a piece of that.
See, I wish, you know, they could have went with BHMO and been the Express, because it sounds like a railroad.
It does sound like a railroad.
And there are no, you know, there are no railroad, no railroad mascots in the area that
sure.
I know of.
Yeah.
So you've been unique. Could have had a train whistle anytime somebody scores.
In their defense, there's no, I don't know what a charger is, like, unless it's like a cell phone charger. But, you know, I mean, that's a pretty unique mascot, too.
Maybe
so.
They're cashing in on the San Diego Chargers in their move right now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I seriously doubt.
I don't know what the inspiration
is. I'm guessing there's not a lot of San Diego Charger fans in
probably
the,
not.
In the South Mac area.
I don't think there's a lot of San Diego Charger fans in the country.
No.
They definitely aren't in L.A. when they expect them to be.
It's going to be sad.
It will be. It is what it is. You also could have flipped it around instead of being BHMO, MOBH, and kind of been the mob with a silent H. That one may have been a little bit more controversial with your logo and everything and branding, but there's no...
The Hitmen?
Yeah, the Hitmen. The Mob Hitmen.
There you go.
Oh, well.
No, like I said, and actually another co-op team, Pawnee, and is bringing in Lincolnwood.
That's right. First year for that. Our friend Tim Crotteville, still the head coach, I believe, there.
Yep. And they're going to have a scrimmage behind the Lincolnwood High School.
Are they?
Yeah,
that's
coming up
cool.
in August. So, like I said... low numbers again for coming out from Lincolnwood, but you never know. They might be able to build it up.
Could make a difference. One of the better players could be from the school. Never know.
You never know. It hasn't happened yet, but there's been some good football players from Lincolnwood in the past, you know, two decades or so. But
yeah. Really, I mean, nothing groundbreaking as far as non-conference schedule. Bunker Hill, Mount Olive, the co-op, or South Mac Chargers, whatever you want to call them. They will be at Trenton Westland for week one. They will be home to Farmer City Blue Ridge in week two, and Madison is their third non-conference schedule. That's in week four,
and I believe Madison was co-oping with
Metro East
Lutheran.
Yeah.
So that's another one that's
another change there. So there's no Metro East in this conference.
Which if you look at their schedule or their record the last few years, they've had to forfeit a few games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, losing Metro East Lutheran is not that big of a surprise. I think they've really struggled with numbers.
Have they dropped football? Are they still co-oping with Madison? Or because it doesn't say co-op next to Madison, so
I don't know. It might have been dropped due to lack of interest.
Could have been. It's not their, you know, schools don't have their strong sport.
Absolutely. I mean, in Metro East Lutheran's actually had some really good teams in basketball and
they have.
And softball, I believe. They've had some pretty decent softball teams. So
Nokomis will also be facing Farmer City Blue Ridge. They will be doing that in week one. Facing Decatur St. Teresa in week two. And here's your answer. Their third non conference opponent is Metro East Lutheran. They faced them in week five. So I wouldn't, they left the Prairie State. I don't know where they went to.
It's hard telling. Yeah. I to be honest with you, it's like musical chairs, and sometimes the chair gets yanked out right underneath you. You know, it's hard telling. There's no continuity between the conferences really anymore. Everybody's trying to add and subtract, and it's long distances, and I don't know. It's an interesting ordeal.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Heading over to the Sangamo Conference, speaking of long distances, Maroa Forsyth in the Sangamo for the second year. It makes it a closed conference, makes for a very competitive conference, and, you know, it's been one of the toughest small school conferences in the area. And not really a bunch of changes to this year's schedule. Same teams. Auburn facing Williamsville in week two. I don't remember when they played last year. North Mac, the team we follow from the Sangamo, they've got a new head coach this year, Dan Carlson, as their old head coach Shane Owsley is in Gillespie as the athletic director, I believe. Yeah, or is he principal?
He's an administrator, I believe. I want to say
some sort of administrator. Yeah.
So
he may not be. He's not the AD. Yeah, that's wrong.
But North Mac is really continued to have a strong program.
They've
kind of undergone some coaching changes over the last few years. So
they had their best season ever, including the Girard football team and the Verdon football team, as they made it into made their furthest postseason run ever and ran into Carlinville last year, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah,
faced a tough Carlinville team, and
well, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny, you know. Sometimes that happens, but it usually doesn't happen just so close to home. Usually you'll run into a good team from up north or down south, but you know, just as close as North Mac and Carnival are to each other, that was kind of a unique deal.
About every 4 or 5 years, we in our area get blessed with, you know, really good postseason success in football, and then we face like 4 or 5 years of not much success in the postseason. But last year we had some very good success, what with Carlinville going deep. We had quite a few area football teams in it. I think Hillsboro made it last year too, and they lost to Williamsville.
Yeah, I believe
in the first round. Yeah. And obviously we followed North Mac as well, followed them all the way down south to, gosh, I don't remember where they played, but they played way down south last year. I don't remember. Should have done more research on that, but did not.
You know what? If people wanted us to talk intelligently about stuff, they wouldn't be listening to us.
This isn't for your intelligence.
No, it's
purely entertainment. So that's your football schedule.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to our next fun thing, which is our minor league baseball mascot fantasy draft.
I think you and I both have a passion for the minor leagues.
Oh, yeah.
The purity of the game. I worked for two minor league clubs as a young man.
I wish I did. I would love to work for a minor league baseball
team. I'm not going to lie. It was awful.
Was it?
Oh, gosh.
In what capacity did you work?
I worked as I worked in sales my second year. And my first year I was a stadium operations intern.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to watch quite a bit of baseball, but at the point where you're working 80 hours a week for $800 a month,
that's terrible.
That's not good.
It doesn't match up.
No,
it's almost like playing.
Yeah, it's It's really, no, I mean, and I enjoy my experience there, and, sure. and you know, I still, you know, there's a lot of good things about it, but the actual working part, not fun.
No.
No. No.
See, when I say I would love to work for a minor league team, I mean, like, in some office capacity.
Yeah.
Where I could work my way up into a front office role. I know that's a pipe dream.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, front office role is really more of a business. I mean, you're not really... you don't have anything to do with the players, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, you get who they give you, which is a sore spot for some. You know, I mean, if the team's bad and attendance suffers, you know, I mean, you're basically a business manager. If you're
advance
like the
my
general.
Way up through the minor leagues and up to the major league club, perhaps.
Sure.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Like I said, it's a pipe dream. I can dream.
That's a pretty strong pipe.
It is.
But
it is.
No, and the thing with me was in minor league, you have to sell, and I don't like to sell. I like, you know, if somebody wanted to come to the game, I did awesome, but I wasn't going to convince, you know,
yeah.
the Our Lady of Perpetual Sorrow to take their their, you know, class vacation to a Smokies game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, I am the same way. I would make a terrible salesman because I don't push. I don't like to be pushy.
Yeah, I don't like that either. So.
Oh, you don't? Okay, you don't like that? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I was like, that's cool. You know, we also had some people. We had to put out surveys for, like, to our groups, mm-hmm. and whenever they didn't return them, they wanted us to call them and ask them why. And I said,
that's awkward.
I'm not going to do that.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I lasted one season there, and then I came back, and here I am.
Here you are.
Bright lights in big city.
The rest is history.
It is.
My boy's wicked smart.
Wicked smart. Thank you, Casey Affleck. That beautiful song.
You cannot be serious!
I forgot that those were on loop, but it worked out.
All right, so based on a predetermined coin flip.
Yes, we had a little bit more organized this time.
You will go first.
I will go first, and I'm not sure who I'm going to take with my first pick.
Heads always kills me.
Now,
yeah.
Are we staying with... I'm not including like these complex and non-domestic league teams, because
no.
There's just no
creativity there. We're just going... Well, yeah, because the GZL Astros...
Gulf
and,
Coast League in there, the Dominican Summer League.
Yeah,
and,
no, I think we go... short season is up. And rookie ball, but I say, you know, Class A short season to AAA.
That works, yeah.
That work for you?
That absolutely works for me. I'm going to go, you know what? I am going to go with the El Paso Chihuahuas for my first one.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Here's why. You take a look at their logo. It is the least menacing logo I've ever seen.
It's pretty vicious looking.
As much, you know, as vicious as they try to make it. It's adorable. It's hilarious because it's like they tried to have like give it red eyes and make it intimidating as all get out, and you look at it and it's just that's not scary. That's just cute no matter what way you put it. It's,
yeah, and Chihuahuas are a vicious little dog if you think about it.
Yeah, but it just doesn't look like it.
No.
I'm sorry.
My brother had sent me a thing today. A friend of his went to the big taco festival in Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. They had like 50 taco trucks there.
Yeah.
But they also had daredevil chihuahua racing.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Those things can move, too.
I was going to say, if you know, between wiener dog and chihuahuas, you know, I think if we started a track here in Montgomery County, I think we could just be raking in the dough.
Sounds like a county fair exhibit.
Oh, that would be amazing. race your small animals.
Yeah, absolutely. The El Paso Chihuahuas, by the way, they are in the AAA class. They play for the San Diego. They're in the San Diego affiliation in the Pacific Coast League. So,
former El Paso Chihuahua, recent former El Paso Chihuahua, Phil Maton, from the Chatham
That's
area.
Right.
So
he's in
now,
the big leagues now.
Yep, now up on the big team. So
his brother got drafted.
Yeah, he got drafted by the Phillies, mm-hmm. and signed a contract with them out of Lincoln Land. And then his other brother is a junior, and was the second head of the two-headed Detmers Maton monster this year. So you know, really a a good baseball family, and I'm sure he enjoyed his time as a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Hopefully he's not back to being a Chihuahua. Soon,
I don't think he will. I think he's good for a while, so yeah. You never know. But you know, good strong arm. So
my first pick was the El Paso Chihuahuas.
That was on my list. Yeah. That was in my I even put that in my top five. Yeah. So
how many rounds do you want to go, by the way, with this one?
Let's go 10.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right, let's go 10. All right, so for my first pick, I will go close to home. Mm-hmm. In a way, I will go with the Hillsboro Hops.
Okay.
It's a Class A short season Northwest League Arizona affiliate, out of Hillsboro, Oregon. Okay. Not Hillsboro, Illinois.
There's another Hillsboro too, I think, somewhere, but yeah,
it's possible. There's several Hillsboros.
There's a Hillsboro, Missouri, obviously. Yeah, but that would have been
Hillsboro, Missouri. Hillsboro, yeah. Massachusetts. Yeah.
Hillsboro Hops.
Yeah, Hillsboro. Okay. Hops, based on their mascot is a giant barley clove. Okay. Or whatever.
See, I didn't look them up because I saw them and I was like, yeah, they didn't quite make my list. But
yeah,
it's okay.
See, I'm going close to home. Mm-hmm. You know,
sure.
To start off with the year they came out, we got my brother-in-law, who was a Hillsboro graduate. We got him Hillsboro Hops pint glasses because, you know, I mean, it just
why not?
Fit. It yeah. just fit.
Absolutely.
But, you know, like I said, it's their mascot is a barley whatever cluster with eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's a creative name. I think it's a...
That's what minor league baseball mascots are all about.
Yeah.
The more creative, the better.
And I'm a big fan of the things that kind of look menacing, but aren't
but
really. Exactly.
In
the same way the Chihuahuas are. You know,
that's why I wish the Cardinals would be more creative, but they've got to go with Cardinals and Redbirds.
Cardinals
and
Redbirds. There is one exception. I won't mention it in case it's picked later.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so I'm going to go with, like I said, go to the far west, but still close to home with the Hillsboro Hops.
Okay.
Which also could be like, you know, I like the versatility of it too, because it could be like sneakers.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like,
they've kind of cornered the market on vague mascot name.
It's pretty vague. Yeah. You know, you know, if they had like a softball team, it could be the Skips or the Jumps. You know, so no, like I said, that was my first pick overall.
In case you know, because their logo would be alcohol related. In case you wanted to sell to more of a child crowd. You could go with the shoes or
exactly.
whatnot.
Exactly. It's a pretty friendly looking
piece of barley.
Piece of barley. So I think it's pretty excited about that. So
it works. So yours is the Hillsboro Hops for your first pick. You'll get the first pick in the second round too.
Yes.
Stay that way.
And I will go with Colorado's Double A team out of the Eastern League. That is the Hartford Yard Goats.
Oh man, that was my next one. But that's a good one.
That is an amazing. The first time I saw that, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And it is the meanest looking goat you have ever seen in your life. But that is like my family's motto. We came up with this fateful trip to the petting zoo at Silver Dollar City one year. There's a big sign that says, don't stick your fingers in the goat's mouth.
Oh, that's...
And that's on our family crest now. You know, that's something that we ascribe to.
Words to live by.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we try to remember that, and all of us have all of our fingers for the time being. So
good job.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, you know. I'm not really even sure. I guess it's Hartford, Connecticut, possibly.
It's in Connecticut. It says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have assumed Connecticut. So, never been to Connecticut, but if I ever get the chance, you better believe that I'm going to go to a Yard Goats game.
Some of these stadiums are beautiful too.
Yeah, like, they're really nice.
Really well placed.
Yeah. You know? So the beautiful thing I think about the Yard Goats is. It's not just the Hartford goats. I mean, these are not wild goats. These are
yard goats.
These are domesticated goats
that you
keep in your backyard and fend off
absolutely
violent offenders.
I wonder if they're the fainting goats too, like
oh,
if they're the
I
same
so.
Goats that faint.
No, because I think of these as like more of an attack goat.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea. Yeah. Good reasoning.
So you know, and
couldn't have a fainting goat as your mascot.
No, well, and not as a protection either.
No.
You know, I mean, you wouldn't want a fainting goat in your yard. I mean, I'm assuming that they're for protection, but yeah
they'll eat anything in sight.
Exactly.
That's great.
Like I said, I was a big fan of the Yard Goats.
They would have been my next pick, so I'm glad.
I'm glad that I chose that. On the off chance, so I was pretty fortunate to get them.
They were available.
They'll command a high signing bonus, but you know, I think they'll be worth it.
Of course, absolutely. High return, high risk, low risk, high reward.
Exactly.
Yeah. My second round pick is going to be the Montgomery Biscuits.
Ah, yes.
Team out of a double A team out of the Southern League for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Montgomery Biscuits. In case people don't realize, you know, sometimes you'll hear, "Oh, that it sounds like one thing, but it's actually another." No, it's a biscuit.
It's a biscuit.
It's a biscuit.
And
they're also not a menacing mask or menacing logo either.
It's a smiling biscuit.
Yeah.
Slab of
butter on there too.
Is the butter like a tongue?
Oh, I don't know. I think it is.
It kind of resembled a tongue.
I think so.
I got to see the biscuits in action.
Did you?
Whenever I worked for the Tennessee Smokies, they were in the Southern League with the Smokies. So
they better sell biscuits at their stadium in Alabama too. If they don't,
their
sandwiches better be served on biscuits.
Well, the South is known for its biscuits, I think this is a good way to, you know, put the culture of the area that you're from and with the team. It's not very intimidating, but most mascots aren't really all that I'm not sure anybody's ever gone in. It's like, "Oh, who are we playing?" And it's like, "Oh, we're playing the Decapitators." "Oh, I'm not going there." And it's like, "No, it's just a name." Yeah. So but I think hopefully someday I will make, you know, get to eat a biscuit at Montgomery Stadium. Wherever that may be.
A dream come true, perhaps.
It would be something else. So
again, they are a double-A team out of the Southern League for the Tampa Bay Rays, the Montgomery Biscuits. My third-round pick.
Maybe if we have a consolidated high school someday, it could be the Montgomery County Biscuits.
Oh, that'd be great. Wouldn't that be great?
and like the girls' teams could be the Gravy.
One can dream.
One can dream. I'm pretty sure that would not fly. No. Let's see.
Biscuits and gravy.
It's a match made in heaven.
It is. Or the jellies.
Biscuits and jelly.
The jelly biscuits.
Yeah, I like it.
My third round pick is going to be the New Orleans Baby Cakes. I had to look this one up because I wasn't quite sure what it was talking about. And the mascot is just, it's an evil baby.
Sure.
Is what it looks
like.
Of
course.
It is pretty frightening, you know, because it was kind of the opposite effect of the Chihuahua, where the Chihuahua, they tried to make look menacing and it looked cute. They may have tried to... I mean, they tried to make the baby look menacing, and it looked menacing. It's scary.
Well, and New Orleans was the Zephyrs for a long time.
That's right, they were.
Yeah. So
I don't even know what a Zephyr is.
I think a Zephyr is like a blimp.
Okay.
Like the Hindenburg.
That's a Zeppelin, but is a Zephyr and a Zeppelin the same thing?
I'm pretty sure they are.
Okay.
I
don't know. I mean,
I'm definitely sure.
Okay.
So
I will defer to you. I'll take your word for it.
I am 99.9% sure. Which, if you think about it, two Z words mean the same thing. It seems lazy.
It's a rare enough letter.
Seems lazy. I think the origin of the baby cakes, though, is like there's like on Mardi Gras, I think they have like the king cakes.
Okay.
And there's like a baby in the cake. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah, not a real baby,
okay,
but like a little toy baby.
Are they serving these?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
It's supposed to be good luck if you get the baby. I think
that doesn't
or
sound
bad
right.
luck. I'm gonna go bad luck because it just seems.
You cannot be serious.
It doesn't sound right.
Seems awful, you know. But you know, and pushkies, they're like little donut things that also. We had a lady at the office that used to bring them in. They were delicious.
Beignet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never...
I don't know. That's crazy to me.
I've never liked babies in my food.
No. I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't like baby food either, for that matter.
No. I wouldn't recommend that either.
So, but...
It is what it is.
But, yeah. Good choice. I opted not to go with them, okay, mainly because they were not on my list, mainly because just the horrifying nature of the of said baby.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. It's marketing genius, because I don't think it's related at all, but the crying baby mascot faces that are out there,
yeah,
works perfectly.
Exactly. It really plays off that, so... You know, before we go any further, I'd like to point out that many of these names have been chosen by, like, fans. You know, they have contests.
Yeah.
And fans are stupid. They have no idea what they're doing.
They change often, too. Like, some of these names, you know, change in a couple of years.
A lot of these were new ones to me. So, recently... San Diego has been vying for an MLS team,
yeah,
and the leading leader in the clubhouse and their mascot naming thing online was Footy McFootface.
You have got to be kidding me.
That's so weird.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just a terrible, terrible name. So, but also hilarious. And you know what, to be honest with you, I would have voted for it.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah,
because I am also an idiot.
In the internet age, why do you leave decisions like that up to the fans?
No.
What do you expect?
It's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just a terrible idea.
It is.
Okay.
Your third round pick.
Third round pick. Also third on my list. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
That's a good one.
AAA International League from the Philadelphia Phillies organization. It is its origins. You know, that's iron, you know, mills and mm-hmm. steel mills and stuff like that. Country over there. There's a product called Pig Iron.
Yeah.
You know, so it's they just swapped it around. The best part about the Iron Pigs, though, mm-hmm. they have bacon jerseys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. The pinstripes down the side
are bacon.
Are bacon. So, you know,
well done.
They've capitalized on the America's obsession with bacon.
Well
yeah.
done.
Yeah, it's, you know,
props to you, Lehigh Valley.
I was going to say, I think I had no idea where Lehigh Valley was before I heard about the Iron Pigs.
It's in Pennsylvania. I wonder how far from Philly it is.
It's in the Allentown area.
Okay.
I say that like I know where Allentown is.
Well, I've heard of Allentown because of Billy Joel, but I still don't know where it is.
Yeah, me neither.
I think that might be closer to Pittsburgh. I could be wrong.
Well, Pittsburgh is the steel city.
I don't claim
Iron Pigs.
Yeah, I don't claim to be intelligent.
They're that's good. No, I don't think anybody's pushing that stereotype on you either.
No,
so
no. No, probably not.
But you know, Iron Pigs, you know, it kind of it's one because it's kind of fun. You know,
yeah.
Pigs made of iron. Their mascot is like, you know, kind of looks like the man in the iron mask.
Okay.
You know, head.
Is their logo not a pig?
It's a pig, but okay. it's a man in the iron mask, but
okay.
If it was a pig. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like a pig helmet or something like that. It looks pretty mean. So like I said, I don't know if they wear the bacon jerseys every game or if this was just like a specialty.
Seems like it'd be much a
specialty
much.
Thing. So yeah. They're not actually made of bacon.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you have to delay the game.
I you know, but if you get hungry, you know,
yeah.
just peel a strip off, you
that's
know,
right.
your side.
You'd have no jerseys.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to afford having the jerseys
no.
every game.
No, it'd be, well, and also just the grease stains would just be awful.
Yeah. Whew.
So
I'm uncomfortable even just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like just wearing a bunch of grease for an entire game.
That it doesn't sound pleasant.
You're sweating, that's bad enough, but you had the bacon grease in there.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Say
no thank you.
You're not gonna get that. I mean, my house smells like bacon every time we cook it for like a week. So
yeah.
But all right. So Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, International League, Philadelphia.
Woo it's pig, near Allentown.
Woo pig suey.
You're a second, third, or your fourth round pick.
Fourth round pick. I'm going to go with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Yeah, that was another one of mine.
So
I had to look up the logo for this one because I was confused. I was like, well, what does Rumble Pony mean? And sure enough, it's a mean-looking pony.
It is a mean-looking pony. It's got like a... apparently, it has something to do...
There are backstories behind all of these, I'm sure. They're
yeah, I kind of read up on this one, and they said it has to do with, like, the carousel. It's a rumble pony is a pony that cannot be contained by the center pole of a carousel.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
But apparently also it is there's a My Little Pony named Rumble in the My Little Pony universe, which I'm not but vaguely familiar with.
Yeah. You have two daughters.
I have two. Yeah, neither one of them have ever really have much of an interest in My Little Pony right now.
They're showing your true colors.
Yes. But, I do my research, you know.
Sure.
But apparently Rumble's little brother had the feather flu one time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And which
sounds terrible.
It does, you know. So
I weep for him.
You know, we pour a little out for Rumble's brother.
This has gone a bit too far.
Prayers to
Rumble's brother.
Rumble's brother. But the Rumble ponies, you know, like I said, because whenever you think tough, you think ponies.
Absolutely.
You know, no offense to our friends from the South Fork area.
No.
They can be the Rumble ponies.
Yeah. Ponies can be, it's a decent nickname, but Rumble Pony, as much as you would think it makes it sound that much more intimidating, it really doesn't. It softens it.
It's like their stomach's growling. Yeah.
South Fork ponies is okay. Rumble ponies, no. You're overcompensating.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of overcompensating, well, maybe not. My team, it's my turn, right?
It is your turn.
My fourth round pick. The Akron Rubber Ducks, the AA team from the Eastern League, Cleveland's AA team, the Akron Rubber Ducks.
The Rubber Ducks.
Yeah, I liked that one, and they changed their logo. They've been the Rubber Ducks for a while, but they changed their logo to look even more menacing. It's got like a tire behind it too, to add to that.
Sure, I mean
I didn't look up the meaning behind the name.
That was the big Akron business back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I mean they were
really into rubber.
Yeah.
Not much more needs to be said.
Yeah.
Draw your own conclusions.
But, you know, Rubber Ducks is, you know, that's another good marketing one.
It is.
I can be okay with that. So.
Yeah. My next one, not so much on the goofy side, but I appreciate it, is the Augusta Green Jackets. For the Augusta, you know, National
Golf Course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That's why I'm choosing it.
You're going with like the sentimental pick.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though their logo is of a like a hornet or a yellow jacket.
Well, it'd be like
a green jacket.
It'd be like a yellow jacket, but
wearing a green jacket. Yeah.
Yes. You know, or what if he's colorblind? You never know.
Could be. I'm not an expert on yellow jackets. I don't know what they can and cannot see. It would be great if their logo was a yellow jacket with like a spilled bottle of green dye next to it onto it, making it a green jacket.
I was thinking that you were going to say it would have been great if it was like an old racist white guy in a country club.
No, not quite that, but yeah. We could go many different ways with that, I suppose.
You know, or the putters. I guess the putters.
Augusta putters, yeah.
I like the green jacket. So you're right. It really goes with whenever you think Augusta, I think the first thing you think of is green jackets. So,
absolutely. And it's not in Maine, the capital of Maine. It's Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, which makes it, you know, even better. Yeah. So, because that's where, you know.
Yeah. So if you're planning on going to an Augusta green jacket game up in Maine, you're taking a wrong turn.
And again, you know, you're flirting with the dangers of political correctness if you call them the Augusta Masters.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I'm not, again, old racist white guy for for your mascot there, though. So I think the green jacket's a solid pick.
It is.
You know, although I'm...
Not to toot my own horn.
I'm doing my best to punch holes in it, as you can see.
That's okay. I'm sticking with it. Your fifth round pick, sir.
Fifth round pick. I will go with the Florida Fire Frogs of the Class A Advanced High A Florida State League.
It sounds like it hurts.
Atlanta.
It sounds like a disease. It sounds like it hurts.
Does. I had fire frogs once. Bad case of fire frogs.
Oof. Sounds unpleasant.
You know, it's a like a bullfrog. Yeah. Pretty menacing. You know, which most silly mascots are, you know, as you can see, it obviously breathes fire.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not sure, really, though. I mean, if in all honesty, if you had a fire frog, I mean, unless you're a smoker and using it as a lighter, it's probably not going to do much.
Serves no purpose.
It really doesn't do a whole lot for you.
Probably not.
But but yeah. So Florida State Advanced League, class high A. I'm going to go with the Florida Fire Frogs, a triple F, as we like to call them in the biz.
Our friend Reed Detmers could have been a Fire Frog at some point if he would have signed with the Braves.
Exactly.
The Braves affiliate.
Yeah, so maybe. I mean, I'm sure that's what every little boy dreams of.
Opportunity missed for Reed.
You know, also it goes to stand to the fact that everything coming out of Florida is just bat stuff insane.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's that is a state that just has some issues. You know, if you look through some of the news reports, it's just bad news.
They've got problems.
Bad news. Lovely area. love me some Disney World, but bad news.
I think
news.
Of muggy when I think of Florida.
It is a little muggy.
Yeah.
I like spring training, you know. It's still a little muggy.
So a lot of teams have moved their spring training facilities out of Florida and back into Arizona.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll see.
There aren't as many continues. Florida teams.
No.
It doesn't rain as much in Arizona.
Yeah.
Just how it is.
There's a song called It Never Rains in Southern California, so maybe they'll move to Southern California.
Is that Eagles?
No, it sounds
This is why I'm terrible at music trivia.
It sounds like the Eagles, but it's not. It's some guy.
Hotel California is what I'm thinking of. That's not the Eagles either, is it?
That is the Eagles.
Is it? Okay,
wow, you really are. You're in the right spot at news. News,
right?
News on the radio is much more your speed.
Yeah.
Although you are a musician.
Like I said, well, I'm not good at music trivia, though. And like I said before, I don't claim to be intelligent. I just pretend to be sometimes.
All right.
Probably good to admit that a couple times, being your news director for the area,
David Jenkins,
that I don't claim to be intelligent.
I'm not smart. You know what? You don't have to make the news, you know? You just have to report it.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to create it, though. So, again, thank you for letting me be your newsman. I appreciate it.
All right.
Is it my turn?
It's my turn.
Okay, I was
going to
say.
My sixth pick coming up. I am going to go with another team out of the Southern League.
Yeah.
Double A, Miami-based, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jumbo shrimp are delicious.
I like shrimp, but I cannot eat a lot of it, like, at once.
What do you exactly do you mean by a lot?
Well, and I'm not talking jumbo shrimp either. I'm talking, like, average-sized shrimp.
Sure.
Maybe about five pieces is my cap. I don't know why. Just after five, it doesn't taste good to me anymore.
So you're like a shrimp cocktail guy.
Yeah. As an appetizer.
Go shrimp cocktail and
shrimp on the side.
Then cut her off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I
like a
I
steak and shrimp. That's fantastic. But if shrimp is my, if it's my entree, then eh.
See, I could go like bucket of popcorn shrimp.
Yeah. You know.
Jumbo shrimp also good.
It's been a while since I've had popcorn shrimp.
Never been to Jacksonville to have jumbo shrimp.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to Marine Land, and I think that's based in Jacksonville, Florida. I was two, but I was there.
You have fond thoughts of it?
Yeah.
I believe Jacksonville used to be, I want to say they were the Dodgers previously. I know they were a Dodgers affiliate.
And that's happened because Quad Cities used to be a Cardinals affiliate, and they're now for the Astros. So they swap. Peoria was a Cubs, and I think they're the Cardinals now.
Yep, and they were the Cardinals before that, and
yeah,
they've flopped back and forth, and it, you know, the affiliations change quite a bit. You know, my former teams are Arkansas went from California to Seattle this year, and then Smokies went from the Cardinals to
the Cubs now.
Diamondbacks to the Cubs. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was the running joke, was I was a Cardinals fan, and they announced that they were going to be a Cubs affiliate, and I left. so, you know, just that was just luck of the draw.
You know,
I was politely asked to leave and never return.
I should point out we are running a little bit low on time, so I don't know that we're going to make it to the 10 rounds. But
you know, that's all right. Six,
it's okay.
You know, we'll be okay.
Yeah. So,
you know,
you want to end it after my pick here? Do you have another
we'll go,
pick? Or?
We'll go, you know, since you started off, so that was, you know, we've gone six full, so, or I don't remember.
I don't remember either. We've had too much fun.
We're doing good at this. Let's each go one more pick.
Okay, that's
and then we'll
fair.
Call it.
Gosh, that makes it so much more difficult. Who do I want? Because I had a few more that I really liked. Oh, as much as I hate to pass them up, I'm going to go with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. My
the giant corn?
Yeah, with the ball cap.
Giant corn with the ball cap.
Yep.
Man.
I'm going to go with them. Cedar Rapids out of Iowa, of course, the Class A Midwest League for the Minnesota Twins.
Another team not on my list. Mm. Cedar Rapids Colonels. I couldn't do it, you know. I'm going to go with mine. I'm going to go with an oldie but a goodie, the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Ah, that's a good one.
It's a Simpsons reference, you know.
Is it? See, it I is. Don't watch the Simpsons.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The Springfield's team was the Isotopes. So,
okay.
You know, it's a Simpsons reference. That'll be. I gave up some. So what are some of the ones that you
like honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Auburn Double Days.
Auburn Double Days was high up on my list too. So.
Biloxi Shuckers, because anytime you can root for a team called the Shuckers, why pass up that opportunity?
Absolutely.
Others I had Modesto Nuts, of course.
Sure.
You know, I don't remember seeing them on here. They were on here. I missed them. The Lansing Lugnuts.
Lugnuts,
I completely forgot about them. They
would
have made my list.
Formerly
had I seen
the Springfield Cardinals.
Yeah. Who else? The Pensacola Blue Wahoos.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Blue Wahoo was a fish, or a Wahoo was a fish.
It's a fish, but if you look at their human mascot, it looks kind of like the.
Is it like Chief Wahoo from the Indians?
No, it's like the stepchild of the Philly Fanatic. You know, but he's blue. You know, it's just very strange.
That's interesting. Yeah, that was just about all of my honorable mentions.
I had Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Mm-hmm. They're mascoted as an apple with a pan on its head, like a pot on its head.
Any relation to the inspiration from Johnny Appleseed?
I think so. Okay. I'm pretty sure that was the inspiration.
Gosh, that's a name you don't hear anymore.
Yeah.
Johnny Appleseed.
No. Be honest. Kind of a weird guy if you think about it.
I haven't studied him since kindergarten.
Go walking around giving apples to kids
barefoot with a pot on your head.
Exactly. Inviting him into his windowless van.
Or carriage, windowless carriage, because I don't think they had vans back then. I don't know.
Brooklyn Cyclones.
Yeah.
Named after the Cyclone roller coaster. I also had the Double Days. Kannapolis Intimidators. Named after late NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That's a good one.
Also, but again, their mascot is the letter K with eyes and teeth.
No mustache?
It might have had a mustache. I don't know.
If they're naming it after Earnhardt, it has to have a mustache.
But Batavia Muck Dogs, Clinton Lumber Kings, Daytona Tortugas, which is a turtle.
Batavia, by the way, used to be a Cardinals affiliate. I don't think they are anymore. Mm-hmm.
Bowling Green Hot Rods, Richmond Flying Squirrels. Probably would have been my next pick was the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders.
Yeah,
which
they used to be the Penguins, believe it or not.
You would think that the Scranton, the Rail Riders would have some sort of hobo mascot. Nope.
What is it?
It is a porcupine. Because porcupine got the most, it was on the most ballots. It didn't win, but it got the most ballots.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah. Also, another fun little tidbit, 13 teams don't have an S on the end of their
that
mascot.
Is interesting.
Altoona Curve, Bowie Bay Sox, Colorado Springs Sox, Everett Aqua Sox, Fort Myers Miracle, Greenville Drive, Lake Elsinore Storm, Salem Red Sox, Trenton Thunder, Visalia Rawhide, which was another one on my list, West Virginia Power, Winston-Salem Dash, and for half credit, the Orem
Owls. I was going to say, you missed one. They have a Z.
I did. I left that one for last because I only give them half credit because it's a Z. I mean, you're
yeah. I initially had them on my list, and then I was like, you know what? No.
They don't
get credit for this.
They
Z.
do have a cool logo.
They do.
So, but, you know.
You know whose logo I was disappointed in? The Canadians, the Vancouver Canadians.
Yeah.
Because they went politically correct I wanted as politically incorrect as you could be.
If you look,
wanted stereotypical Canadian.
If you look up the Williamsport Crosscutters, there's your Vancouver Canadiens mascot.
Yeah. Well, I wanted like a moose dressed as a Mountie holding a thing of, you know, cider. And then cider, that's not really Canadian, is it? I don't know.
It could be.
Could be.
Molson.
Yeah. I don't know. But I just wanted something as stereotypically Canadian as possible.
Absolutely.
A little thought bubble that says a boot and sorry.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
So,
holding a hockey stick in the other hand. That would
have
been even better.
Exactly. Which, why would you have a baseball mascot holding a hockey stick? Because it's Canada.
Because it's Canada. Because baseball doesn't exist in Canada.
You know, I'm pretty happy with my list. I think I got
Las Vegas 51s. I wanted to add as another honorable mention.
Sure, you know, and those are like I said, the 51s, the Isotopes. Some of these are older ones that are still sticking around and still really good mascots. Yep. So
this is true.
So I'm a fan.
I am too. This has been the Brushback on WSMIRadio.com with Jenkins and Kayhurst. I'm David Jenkins for Kyle Hirschelman. Thank you again for tuning in. Tune in again next Monday afternoon at some point. Again, we don't have an exact time that this is on. This has been on. But just tune in sometime Monday afternoon on WSMIRadio.com. You can find it.
Or Tuesday. Or Wednesday.
Or Tuesday. If you can't listen to it on Monday, it'll be online. It'll still be online for a while. Final thoughts? Do you have any final thoughts? I don't know what next week there won't be a show, I should say.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation, so 2 weeks from now we will resume.
Go Yard Goats.
Go Yard Goats. And with that, so long.